Hello, this is Laura with A Sweet Insight, and we're going to be talking about the importance of building a user adoption strategy. And I'm very pleased today to be speaking with Jay, who is our NetSuite user adoption expert. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Laura.
So I think the very first question that I'm going to ask out of the gate to get this rolling is, what is the primary purpose of defining a NetSuite user adoption strategy?
It's all about how the user adoption within the new implementation, and that really is that helps determine your quicker return on investment. So if you think about an implementation life cycle, you know, most of the companies are eager to devote a lot of time and energy and resources in getting their work processes and customizing the application to meet the specific go-live date, and it's usually an aggressive go-live date. So with all these deadlines and responsibilities, customers really, sometimes they forget about the end users, and they don't anticipate how this implementation will impact that user community. So as a result, little consideration is really spent getting their people ready for these new changes in the business direction. So the primary purpose of the user adoption strategy is to encourage our customers to create and execute an adoption plan that addresses these people-related challenges that most customers are going to be faced with when implementing the new application and processes. So the goal really is to create a strategy which prepares the organization ahead of time, which increases the likelihood that their user population will successfully adopt to the behaviors and skills required to be successful in NetSuite.
So some of that obviously is trying to make your users feel comfortable with this new product, new way of conducting their business is coming at them.
Correct.
And this is something that gets done early on in the implementation project. It's something that at the beginning planning stages, people should start talking about.
You want to start with an adoption strategy as quick as possible in the implementation. Although there, you know, the adoption strategy, it's just not with the beginning of an implementation. You can use the components of user adoption, or I say the key tenets. They can be applied even after your go live. So if you're changing things, you've implemented your live, but then there's things that are going to be changing, you still can use different components of this adoption strategy to help with this continuing education.
And this is appropriate, I would assume, no matter how big my company is. I might be a big multinational company with lots of subsidiaries, or maybe I'm just a small, relatively small U.S. company.
Absolutely. For the larger companies, it's recommended that you really use the adoption strategy, all the components within our adoption strategy. But for smaller companies, you can cherry pick those different components that will work for your organization, because you know what the challenges that are in your organization, and by looking at the adoption components, then you can, like I said, cherry pick which ones that you will utilize that best fits that customer need.
Okay, so let's kind of think about the smaller company that, you know, I'm relatively small, I don't have a lot of people on staff, and I may not be able to dedicate my own resource to dealing with this user adoption. I wouldn't know necessarily where to begin. Do you folks have some tools? Does NetSuite have tools that might help me set this up?
Yep. Because we feel that user adoption is so critical to the success of the implementation, a few years ago, we designed and developed an adoption strategy toolkit. Now, this toolkit contains the guidelines and tools and templates that have practical change management activities and examples that will help drive the organizational success of the organizational adoption of the NetSuite implementation. So one of the reasons, Laura, why we created this adoption strategy is because with industry statistics such as Gartner, they have found that 70% of companies cite that the most critical factor for the new software implementation and success an early return on investment is that effective training and user adoption. So knowing that that is a critical component against all the software industries, we decided to create this adoption strategy with the toolkit, and we provide this free to our customers so they can go ahead and download it, and it's available on Suite Answers, and it walks them through it.
Well,
now, I'll tell you what this adoption toolkit is we have a workbook and a checklist, and we provide templates.
Okay, so I would assume, and you mentioned a key phrase that caught my attention.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about key tenets of user adoption, so let's talk about those. What are they?
Okay, so the key tenets of user adoption, and we don't refer to it as change management, but it has a change management flavor to it.
Okay.
And that's why we call it user adoption, because change management, there are so many things that are involved with change management. So we kind of call it change management light / user adoption. So we have created five key tenets or five key areas that we think that are important for user adoption. And those would be alignment. And within alignment, that's where we are ensuring that the company's objectives, their benefits, the management team, and the end users are all strategically positioned around this change initiative.
And so do you have activities as part of that particular tenet, the alignment part of it?
Yes. So with what I mentioned before, within the workbook is divided into these five key tenant sections. So within each section, we give examples of exactly what you need to do, and we provide templates that customers can go ahead and leverage. So, for example, with the alignment, what we would do with the alignment is establishing the objectives. What is the primary reason why we are going to NetSuite? What is the benefit of implementing NetSuite, not only for our customers, but what's the benefit to our end users? We ask questions, is what systems are going to be retired? What business processes and business areas are going to be affected? So if it's a small company, it might be just in a regional area. If it's a global company, different processes might be different from what's in North American. That's different than what's in EMEA or Australia. So that's when you're aligning that management team, you're aligning all of the objectives from the different subsidiaries for larger companies, but then you're also aligning objectives from smaller companies.
And is at this stage that you're starting to develop your formal adoption plan?
Absolutely. So at the when Ian Bennett was talking about our one methodology, so we have within our adoption strategy, we have strategically positioned all of these key tenets within our one methodology. So during the initiate stage, that's where you would have alignment. And the workbook says during our initiate stage, you would go ahead and establish your objectives. And then you would also select adoption champion and a support team. And that's critical. That's very critical for the success of a user adoption strategy and implementing it correctly, is that there is someone from the team that is going to be a champion for this strategy. It may be somebody that is part of the implementation team, or it may be somebody from a training team, or it might be a different department. And the reason why I say a training team or a training manager is because training, they really understand the importance of adoption and training end users, and training is part of it. So you need to have someone that will consistently, at the very beginning, read this workbook, see what the templates are, and devise this strategy plan, and developing what your plan is throughout all the one methodology stages.
I like that idea of the champion, because we know when we're talking about the overall implementation project, which end user adoption is a part of that, in the implementation project, it's very key to have a champion and executive sponsor. So on the training side of things, having a champion that can carry that forward. So that's a very good point to make. So we've gone through the alignment, and then do we need to somehow spread the word? What do we do next?
Yeah. So I can talk about what those, there's five key tenets, and we can go through each one, but you have your alignment, then you have communication, then you have training, then you have support, and then you have measurement.
Okay.
So within the communication, what you're going to be doing is creating some type of a strong communication plan that really promotes the awareness to the user community to minimize the surprises. So within this communication plan, this is where you develop some type of who needs to be educated. And when I was talking about what the benefits are, what systems are going away, that is part of all of the communication. And then you would create, are we going to send out newsletters, email blasts? Are we going to have lunch and learns? So this is, are we going to have a company-wide announcement saying that's part of our communication plan would be, for example, during a quarterly meeting, the top manager, for example, would be Tim Dilley on our side. Mm-hmm. He would say, we are going to NetSuite, and these are the reasons why we're going to NetSuite. This is the benefits why we're going to NetSuite. And so it's educating everyone and communicating that it's communicating that this is what we are going. So you want everyone to be aware that we are going, this is what our strategy is going to be. When we talk about this, an adoption support team, and we were talking about that champion, then you would have different champions that would be associated with those different departments. So if you have an accounting, you would have a representative that would be from accounting, and they would be that communication liaison from that from the accounting department back to your adoption champion that is working with the implementation team.
And what I like about that, Jay, is that you're really spreading the word from, you have the core implementation team, and then you're bringing these other people in, so you're building these circles of knowledge and awareness out from that center core team and building it across the company.
Yep. So what communication is, basically, it's you're getting people on board early. So they know what the change is, they know what the change is, they know what the objectives are, they know what the benefits are, and you're getting your end user community not only educated, but you're also bringing them involved within the process. So they don't feel like they are outsiders and they're in their own little silo, and they feel that, oh, it's comfortable, I'm open. It's an open lines of communication, and this is creating that communication plan and a means to communicate back to the implementation team from the user community and from the user community back to the implementation team. That makes the users feel that they're involved within the implementation. And because you feel like you're involved within the implementation, you're more readily to accept the change sooner than later.
Yeah, keeping people engaged. So
exactly.
We've gone through alignment, we've been communicating, and now I guess we'd be moving on to maybe some sort of training?
Yep. So really, training plays a significant role in the overall success of the NetSuite implementation. And, you know, it's in my opinion, I think training is just as critical as the configuration and development of the system
yep.
itself. Because if users are not well trained or they have adopted to this new technology and business processes, you're really going to have an uphill battle reaching your primary objectives. And in fact, if users really aren't trained well, then companies will have to spend additional resources and time and expenses and retraining efforts. So what we do, we supply our customers with a training plan template. So this is where you're creating a training plan that outlines the details and deliverables and dates and dependencies for your training engagement. And we encourage in this training plan that the customers have that we have a role-based curriculum to train each community. And go ahead.
Yeah, and since we're talking about this and training, and what's coming to mind for me is how do we go about the scheduling? So if I'm a customer, am I going to look at doing all of my training at once, or am I going to try and break it up to match sort of the overall project timeline?
It's a little tricky. So when I say you have training once, training really should not be seen as a one-time event. Training should really be viewed as an ongoing educational initiative. So with a communication plan and with its alignment, what we suggest in the toolkit is during the implementation phase, that as the implementation is going, we're starting and going into configuration. So we are starting to configure the sales, the CRM aspect of NetSuite. So what is recommended is during team meetings that you have your adoption champion that is supporting that department, go ahead and during that team meeting, give just a demonstration of what NetSuite is going to be looking like. This is how we are going to create a new customer, create a new opportunity, create that quote with that. However far they are along, you want to kind of start introducing NetSuite as early as possible. But then after you get finished, right before you go live, and then you do develop that training, or you do deliver that kind of big bang training, that's when you are going to have all of that is going to be trained. After you get finished training, then you want to also support your users by hosting additional training events after that. Yes, I went to training, but I went to training on a Friday, but now I'm live on Monday, and I don't know, what do I do? How am I going to be supported? Where can I go for questions? And inside your training plan, that is all covered within that training plan, that those are the kind of the details that you're ironing out.
So it can. It's the training plan is a living, breathing, evolving document. It grows with the needs of your user community. I would think, and keeps pace with the needs. Okay.
Now, one of the things what is critical, and this is one of the most critical things about the success of any implementation, is user acceptance testing. And within user acceptance testing, that's when you want to, that's right before you deliver training, you need to go ahead and complete that. Because what customers that I have seen that the implementation has failed is that they have not had time within their project to do user acceptance testing. And then their training event then becomes that user acceptance testing process. And that's where a lot of customers fall into that pitfall. And I'll give you a really good example. I'm a salesperson, and I don't have a whole lot of time because my primary job is to sell. I don't have time to sit through a lot of training. Yes, I can go through a four-hour class, and within that four-hour class, my expectation is I know what my job is. I just want to know how to do my job in NetSuite now. So if I'm sitting through this training, and all of a sudden I'm looking at this, and there's a bug here, this is not working, this isn't the way I do my processes. A lot of those things come to light during that training event, and then that puts that negative taste or that negative connotation in the end user's mind, and oh, the system is not really good. So that's why you really want to test it as much as possible.
I'm so glad you made that point, because some of our customers that may be listening to this at some point in their careers may have actually experienced that. I know I have, where you start to deliver training and it does turn into user acceptance testing, and it does not bode well. So I'm glad you made that point.
And Laura, within within the one with user acceptance testing, it's ensuring that the processes are working all the way through,
right,
the end-to-end business process, making sure that the roles are set up correctly, and that this is because that's what the trainee, the end user wants to know. And if all of a sudden I get through training and they say, "Oh, this is not finished yet, and we're going to be changing it," what good is it?
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. And I just picked up on, you mentioned roles. So we've sort of been talking about training in general. What about role-based training? I think that was one of your tenets.
Within role-based training, that's where you want to put end users that are in similar roles within that class. So if you have your sales team may be your outside sales team, and then or your field sales, but then you also might have an sales team, and their processes probably will be different. Not a whole lot different, but they will be different. So that's what we mean by role-based training, that you want those like users in specific role-based curriculum. So you're only training what that curriculum is for that role. Because if I'm in a class, well, this doesn't pertain to me. That gets lost in translation. So you really want to have a role-based training with that role-based curriculum, that end-to-end business process for that specific user role.
And that's all about ensuring that they, you know, leave there with a high level of proficiency, I would imagine.
Correct.
All right. So how, you know, the last tenet, it was something about measurement. So is there a way that we can figure out how well we did?
Well, with measurement is going to be at the very end of this implementation. But I did want to back up with support.
Okay.
Support is really, another key tenet is how are you going to support your end users immediately after training? And I know I talked about that before, and that's part of ongoing educational training. But what is your go live support plan? As I said, I trained on Friday, and then Monday I'm live. So what we have done in the toolkit is we have given all types of examples that will help you develop a plan that will support those end users immediately after training. Because end users, as soon as they're live, they want to know what their answers are. They have questions. They want to know what those answers are right away. So recommendations would be have the SME or people from the implementation team be floor walkers within the first week of the implementation. So if anyone has on-the-spot questions, or you create an email alias that is manned for the first 2 weeks by the implementation team, and everyone knows you can go ahead and send that email to that, and it's automatic, your answer is your question is answered. What larger companies have done is they create some type of help desk, and that help desk is manned by the implementation team. So anyone that has questions will go ahead and call up the phone and get their question answered. So to put it into perspective, in a nutshell, here is how are you going to support those users immediately after training, and where can they go to get their answers, their questions answered?
I guess in some ways it's not unlike what we at NetSuite provide. We don't just cut people loose, say, okay, you've done your implementation, bye. That there's lots of resources that we offer our customers because those are our end users, so to speak. All right. So then getting back, can we...
Move on to measurement.
Measurement, yeah.
So that's what really brings this adoption strategy into full circle. So if I just kind of recap, review, at the very beginning of the implementation, we're aligning all the users, the management team, we're communicating with them, we are training them, we're going to support them after training. But then how do we know if the implementation is successful? So that's what measurement is about. So we want to, you need, within the toolkit, we provide templates that say, okay, how are you going to, based upon what your business goals were, how are you going to define those metrics? How are you going to say what was successful? So you're going to, with this measurement, you can develop a plan that will, or utilizing our templates, that can motivate those end users through predetermined performance goals. And so when I say predetermined performance goals, so we have a template that is called Go Live Success Criteria. So within each department, each user community, we want managers to create a success criteria to say immediately after Go Live, within the first 30 days, we want, this is what we want our business to look like. So you're going to determine what those goals are, communicate what those goals are, and these, within the first 30 days, it should be really quick wins, Laura, as to point mm-hmm. to indicate success. When I say quick wins, if I'm a sales team, I want to see how many people create the winner, a person that gets the first 30 opportunities created in NetSuite. And that would be a metric. So that's how you're measuring that success. Within the ERP side or accounting side, we want to close books within a specific amount of time. So we have all types of different examples that are in there. And that's also tied with user performance. So, you know, how many completing 10 sales order in NetSuite within the second week of Go Live? So then you would create an incentive that says, so employees would receive an early adopter award, and then everyone that's a part of this early adopter award would then go to a group dinner. So you would give them a task and a goal, a task and a goal, an incentive, and then how do you measure that? You measure that by the reports that you built inside the application or during your configuration. So during saved searches, that will list out all completed sales orders by employees. So that is just one example. That's just one example of the many that are within our workbook.
Well, I think all of this is wonderful information for customers that are now going to be using NetSuite, no matter how big, how small. You have to consider the engagement of your users, the adoption of the new system, and just to emphasize again to everybody listening to this, you can access this through your NetSuite account, going to your support tab, clicking on the Suite Answers, and from there you can go out and download the wonderful End User Adoption Toolkit, and which Jay spent a long time working on and continues to support. And Jay, I want to thank you for going through all of this. Remember, everybody, we start with alignment, right? Move to communication, training and support, role-based training, and measurement. So, Jay, any yep. parting words?
Within Suite Answers, when they go ahead and download the toolkit, there's also a video, I believe it's 25 or a 30-minute video that walks through this entire strategy. So if you can listen to it again, and it really walks you through this whole adoption soup to nuts. So really, in closing, user adoption really is, it's a process. It's just not a one-time event. It's just not training. So that's why we have, it's a user adoption. So really, user adoption, as I said before, it is the absolute best predictor of your implementation success and that early return on investment. So setting up your users early on, getting them involved, and having this strong user adoption plan that really promotes the success of the implementation and early return on investment.
Excellent. Well, I absolutely agree with you, and this is all about making sure people do succeed with using NetSuite. So, Jay, I want to thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
And have a good day. And everybody, be sure to listen to the other Suite Insights that are being presented. Thank you and goodbye.